Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Israel, where he'll meet with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon tomorrow. Powell says he plans to discuss the pace of Israel's military withdrawal from Palestinian areas. Israel's 14-day offensive in the West Bank has caused tension between the Sharon government and the Bush administration. President Bush has requested repeatedly that Israel withdraw. As NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, the U.S. has considerable influence with Israel, but in this situation, Washington's options are limited.
The United States is Israel's strongest supporter, but it does not always support Israeli actions. A notable example was 1982, when General Ariel Sharon led Israel's invasion of Lebanon. Another was 1990, when the first President Bush challenged Israel's settlement policy. But Jeffrey Kemp, a senior analyst at the Nixon Center, says this situation is different in that the Israeli public is united behind the actions of its government.
This is a particularly difficult crisis for the administration to manage, and how it emerges in the coming weeks will have a lasting effect on the Bush presidency. If Powell and Bush fail to somehow bring about a ceasefire and at the same time alienate some of the president's closest supporters, particularly in the conservative neoconservative ranks, that will haunt him for the rest of his first term.
President Bush already faces criticism from Capitol Hill for pressuring Israel to withdraw its forces. Kemp predicts that Sharon will do something to try to give President Bush political cover.
If you humiliate the President of the United States, there is bound to be a price, perhaps not right away, but at some point in the future. And I think we have to assume that this is something that the Israelis fully understand.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk says President Bush is upset with Sharon, but he says the anger is softened by the president's own perspectives on the war against terrorism.
There is a certain identification with what Prime Minister Sharon is faced with, and that also tends to put a cap on how mad he's going to get with Israel in these circumstances.
Indyk says the administration's ire also is lessened by the fact that Arab leaders and the Palestinians have ignored the president's appeals to condemn suicide bombings and to take meaningful action to halt terrorism. Nonetheless, the Israeli offensive could jeopardize vital U.S. interests, so President Bush has turned to the bully pulpit, which Indyk says can be effective with Israel.
It's understood in Israel that the United States is Israel's best friend, and in this kind of crisis, allowing daylight to show between the United States and Israel is not something that's very politically wise in Israel.
Indeed, it can bring down a government in Israel, as happened to Yitzhak Shamir after his dispute with George Bush Sr. over settlements. But Jeffrey Kemp says that what really matters to Israel is that its actions not weaken the Bush presidency.
Because a weakened Bush presidency will make it more difficult for the United States to wage the war on terrorism, including taking on Iraq. And believe you me, Israel is more vulnerable than probably any other country to Iraq.
Some European leaders have suggested reducing aid to Israel as a pressure tactic, but congressional attitudes in the U.S. make that very unlikely. Martin Indyk says it also could be risky because it would jeopardize U.S. leverage.
The United States has to be very careful in this situation that when it starts to try to use its influence, if it fails, it raises questions about what influence it has. So I think that there are a lot of good reasons why the administration is not likely to move to that next level of suspending aid.
Israel might not lose American aid, but it is losing some support in American public opinion. James Zogby, president of the Arab American Institute, follows public polling on Middle East issues. He says that in the 1970s, polls showed that two-thirds of the American people thought U.S. policy should favor Israel. Today, he says, a strong majority feels the U.S. should be even-handed.
Americans want our president to be fair, and they want to be fair. And I think that that is something new that I don't think is going to change.
But Zogby says Americans overall remain very favorable toward Israel, another constraint on the Bush administration in dealing with the Jewish state. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.